Chapter 31.
My in-laws make very little effort to improve anyone's opinion of Nguyenbao. Mother Gota, in particular, is a major pain in the ass. The old battle axe barely tolerates even me, and that only because the alternative is to lose her daughter entirely. She is very nasty toward the old man. Still, Sari and I rated enough for Croker to insist we swap quarters when her folk showed up last month, in town, slumming from their glamorous swamps. But they won't make it back to paradise if Mother Gota doesn't control her lip in the street. The old man never reacts to her constant complaints. He told me, "I've had 30 years of goblin in one eye. One crabby old woman, hurting from gout and arthritis, is nothing." "You did say she's only here for a few weeks, didn't you?" "Right. I did say that. I wondered how those words would taste with soy sauce, or maybe a lot of curry. Now that lady is in the south most of the time, emptying her cornucopia of rage onto the Shadowlands, Croker has had no need for a large apartment. Our old space was little more than a monk cell. There is just room enough for him, lady, when she visits, and a cradle that was given to lady by a man named Ram, who later died trying to protect her and her baby from Narayan Singh. Ram made that cradle himself. Most likely he died because, like almost every man who spends much time around lady, he fell for the wrong woman. Croker gave me his apartment all right, but it came with limitations. I could not turn it into the new home of the Nguyenbao. Sara and Tai Dei belonged. Mother Gota and Uncle Doge were welcome for visits. And not one freeloading cousin or nephew more. People who accuse the captain of using his position to feather his nest ought to take a close look at the nest. The Liberator, Mr., by golly, military despot of all the Taglians and their many conquests and dependencies, lives just the way he did back when he was only the company physician and analyst. Also, he moved me to provide me adequate workspace. He sets great store by these annals. My books are not coming out so good. I don't always get stuff down the best way. In his time, when he was on the mark, Croker was really good. I can't help comparing my stuff to his. When he tried to be captain and analyst at the same time, his work suffered. And Lady's writing strikes me as too direct, too curt, and sometimes mildly self-indulgent. Neither was honest all the time, and neither considered trying to be consistent with the other, with their predecessors, or even with their own earlier selves. If you read either one closely and you spot some of their slips, neither will admit any screw-up. If Croker says that it is 800 miles from Taglios to Shadowcatch, and Lady calls it 400, who is correct? Both say they are. Lady says the discrepancy is because they grew up in different places and times where different weights and measures were in use.